so much is army people would say, people think it's a regular get. Don't forget, this is only miyum. They'll think it's a regular get. So drashish yichtavoy soifer bor beget gerushin lagarish paisha. Like people make mistakes and think that's a nusach of a good get, and they'll use this nusach to megarish their wife with it. Is therefore tkin hochi. So the rabbanon made a takrano that this is the nusach of a miyum. That biyoyim pleini in this day miyano pleinis bas pleini bianfor. That's all. That this lady was Ramayim, said goodbye to husband in front of us. That's all they wrote. Nothing more. Tana Rabban, what did the price like this? Eizeu mean? What did it mean? What does she have to say that we see she means she doesn't want a husband? Is Omra, she says, Eef sheva plenty barley. That's about the good. I don't want my husband. Eef sheva be kedushin. Shekitshuni. I don't want the kedushin that he made. I don't want the money anymore. That's also a mean. Shekitshuni imi viachi. That I don't want the kedushin that my mother and my brother made. Yesterwa kain, even more than this, the biggest chiddush is Omer Rav Yehuda. Afilu yeshavas ba'pirion. Afilu she's mamish sitting with her husband. Ba'pirion, Rashi says, means peshas techupa like. Rashi says, v'noisa noisa mebeis avia lebeis baila lechupa. The mamish taking her now to the chupa. And there, v'olechas mebeis avia lebeis baila. She's going from her father's house to her husband's house. V'yomran, on the way, she says, Yevshe bepleini baili, I don't want my husband, zel mian. That's also called mian. V'ayta yeser akein om Rav Yehuda, even a bigger chiddush Rav Yehuda says, that afilu hoya orchin misubim abeis baila. Afilu mamish b'shas dechasana. There were guests, there were people sitting at the husband's house. V'yomedes umashka aleim. And she's mom is sitting there, standing there, and giving the people to drink. She's pouring into the cups of the people. The Omrulem, and she says to them, no, I don't want my husband. Here's a reyu mian. That's also called mian. Even though it's b'shas the chupa, the chasna, still, she has a right to say, I don't want him, and that's called mian. Yeah. Yes, the Rakein Amr of Yosef Rav Yehuda, big Yiddish, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says that Afilu Shigra Baila Eitzo Chenveni, Afilu the husband sent her to the store, to the grocery man, Lohavi Loi Chayfetz Mishaloi, to buy something for him. The Amr, she says to the store man, Yevshe Baplani Baila, I don't want my husband, Ein Lochami and Godum is there. All these cases are called Mian. Even though it's not in front of the husband, Shrash Eitzo Chenveni, the left yellow chenveni, the equal of aimer mishum, the atrachai hu, lohavi lochevet mishloi, like you could say, maybe the reason why she's saying goodbye to husband is because he made her go to the store. He made her such a big trip to go down to the store. She got angry at him, and that's why she's saying goodbye. No, she really means it, and that's called a mian. We have Yechanina ben Atigna Seimer, called Tinoikis. He says the Mishnah that if the Isha does not know how to watch the money, that's not called Kedushin at all. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. We pass him like him, that if she's so young that she cannot watch her money, therefore just a young girl has no Kedushin even with Rabbanan. Tana would not like this, Kitana Shaloi Miyana, Oktana that did not make Miyan, V'omdo V'nises, and she got married to a second husband. She was a ketana that got married once, a brother married her off, and now she married a second husband. Is Mishum Reb Yehuda ben Meseru Amru, Nisuya Hein Hein Miyana. That she accepted and got married to a second husband, that is the Miyan to the first husband. That's like saying goodbye, she doesn't want the first husband. Since she accepted to get married to a second husband, that is the Miyan for the first one. Yeah. Iboilu, so you have a shiloh like this now. Hey, that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseru said. So we have a shiloh now, Niskat Shemahu. Let's say she only makes Kedushin with the second man. Is that also called Mian to the first husband or not? So Tosh Shema, come in here. Kitana Shalomirna, a Kitana that was married off by a brother or by a mother, and she didn't say goodbye to her husband yet. V'omdo v'niskatcha, and she got up now and received Kedushin from a second man. is Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir Amru Kiddushah Hein Hein Miyano. That true? That just the fact she accepted Kedusha from a second man, that also is called, she said goodbye to a first husband, that's also called a Miyan. So you see, according to Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir, even Kedushin is also considered like Miyan. Kedushin also means Miyan. Iboilu, we have a shalom like this now. Pligi Rabbonin Oled Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir Eloi. Do the Rabbonin argue on him or not? And Vaita, in Tim Tzaloi Mepligi, if you want to say the Rabbonin do argue the Kedushin, do they only argue that in the case where the Ketana accepts Kedushin from a second husband, that just Kedushin is not called Mian? Or Yafilu ben Esuyin, maybe they even argue and say, even though she accepted Kedusha from a second husband, maybe that's not called Mian from the first husband. Like she's a Ketana, she's a kid. The fact she accepted to get married to a second man, maybe that's not a proof she doesn't want the first husband. Maybe she doesn't know the halachas, so she thinks she could have two husbands. But maybe she still wants the first husband. That's the shaila. Maybe the fact that she got married to a second man does not make it like she made miyun with the first husband. That's the suffix. Even if you want to tell me that pligi afilu benesuyin, that the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, even when she got married to a second husband with nesuyin with bia, still there's no meaning on the first one. Halacha kemoisoi, ayin halacha kemoisoi. Do we paskin like the rabbanon or not? And v'im tim tzleim halacha kemoisoi benesuyin. If you want to say we paskin like the rabbanon by nesuyin, that's one way. Or yafilu bekedushin. Or else maybe even the Kedushin. Maybe the Rabbanan argue and say that it's not called a Mian. So but Zemora says, Toshma, come and I'll bring your proof. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halacha Krav Yehuda ben Maaseir. We pass like Yehuda ben Maaseir. So Lechura Halacha Mechlal the Pligi, Mashma that there is a Rabbanan that argue. So that was the first shaila. We'll push it the first shaila. The first shaila was, we have Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir's halacha, that if this ketana gets married to a second husband, that's like she says goodbye to the first husband. But since he had to say halacha is like him, mashmi, there are the rabbonin that argue. So that's much we have established. Did she even have Nisuyin before? Or did she only have Kedushin before? Because how much did she have before by her first husband? Did she have before Drashi to have Nisuyin Mikoro? Lurishon. That's the Shailam. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, it's only if she only had Kedushin with the first husband. Then if she gets married to a second husband, that's like she's saying goodbye to the first one. But maybe when she had Nisuyin with the first one, they lived together, maybe then, even though she married the second man, maybe that's not called saying goodbye to the first one. Maybe she likes the first one still. So what's the halacha? Toshima, come in here. The case is like this. The kal say the avdun, that avdun's daughter-in-law, Imrut, was made mian to her son. And we had the mice before when avdun didn't act nice to the Tana over there, so the curse back in Avdun was that his two daughter-in-laws made Miyun that day. So when Avdun's daughter-in-law made Miyun, so Shoda Rebbe, Zugi the Rabbanon Lemavikinu, Rebbe sent down two Rabbanon to find out if the Miyun is really good. So Drashi Heve Madrinan Mimradayu, like she was Marat, like she went away from her husband. So they wanted to find out, does she really mean it or not? Does she really mean to make a Miyun or not? Is Amri Luhu, Nashi, so ladies told the daughter-in-law, Chozi Gavraichu Dekosi, look, your husband is coming. Amri Lahu, so she said to them, the daughter-in-law said about these other ladies, Nevi Gavraichu Dekhu, let them be your husbands. In other words, we see, and Omer Rebbe said, if that's what you really said, Ein Locha Mian Godu Mizir. That's called a good Mian. In other words, what she say, let them be married to you, as if I don't want them. That's called a good Mian. Now, my love, Devin Nisiva, isn't the case that they were married the first time, that the daughter-in-law of Avdun was Mamash Nisuyin, not stop married, but lived with his son, And still, Rebbe was matur with a small mian. Even though she really didn't say mian, she just indicated she doesn't want him, that's enough. So you see, with the mian kal, we let her go out even though she had nesuin first. So Mara says, Lloyd, maybe there's no proof here. Devi mikdusha kedushay. Maybe here the case was that Avdon's daughter-in-law only had kedushin with his son. And that's why Rebbe was matir with such a kalvika miyun, that the fact she just told the friends, if that's my husband, you can keep him. So even though she never really said to the husband, I don't want you, she only told the friends, you can keep him, that miyun is called a good miyun. But maybe only, because they only had kedushin. But maybe my nesuyin, this will not be the halacha. But the more it comes out, that's the halacha, what's the maskona, what's the halacha, kriyab yudib ben besera, v'yafilo v'nisuyin dekamo. Even in the case where the first time this ketana was married and had nisuyin with the first husband, she lived with him, still we hold it yudib ben besera, if she marries another man, it's also called a mian. And that's called, like she's saying goodbye to the first one, that the first kedushin is bottle. Now, if Kaminas is, the first man's allowed to marry now her sister, the first man can marry her mother. Me and we said is like, Oikad Kedushin Amafreya, like he was never married to her. Then we'll see the next Mishnah, he's Mutta to all her craving. So this mean is also called a mean, even though she never said goodbye to him, but just the fact that she married the second man, that's like saying goodbye to the first husband. Right, Reb Lezer Weina. Reb Lezer, the Mishnah says, that Maisa Ketana ain't Maisa Ketana Klum. What Tana's Kedushin is really nothing. It's not like a Mafuta. So Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Chazrani Akol Tzadik Chachomim, I went looking all around by the Chachomim, for Loi Matzasi Odom, Shishra Midoisa of the Ketana Kareb Leza. I never found anybody that makes such a straight halacha like Reb Leza does about a Ketana. Shosa Reb Leza, Reb Leza made her, in other words, like she was never really married to the husband. According to Reb Leza, Kedusha Ketana is not really Kedushin. She's only like a Mafuta. It's only a Locha that she needs Mian. That's all. Now, what did Reb Leza make her like? Kimetayeles imay b'chotzer. Like the mamish being together, taking a walk together. She and her husband. V'yamedes b'chaykur. She's even sitting in his lap. V'yatayeles, then he gets up and he goes to the mikvah. V'yacheles b'truma. Lerif, he's not eat truma at night time. Shuashi, if you met as a chaykoy, in bas koyin lu yisroeli, if she's a bas koyin to Yisroel, but tevelis, if they tashma, shashimsha, if you achilas tau betruma, but she herself, even though she got married to a Yisroel, and usually the law is if a bas koyin got married to Yisroel, she can't be truma, Rebbe Lezer Shitter is, that a kedushek tan is not called kedushin, it's only like a mafuta. So therefore, even though Shimamas lived with her husband, she has to go to the mikvah, and at night time she's allowed to eat truma, because she is still a bas koyin, and the kedushin is not kedushin at all. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ein maisa ketana klum. What a maisa ketana makes kedushin means nothing. V'yein baila zakoy loivim tziyosa. Therefore, her husband does not get anything. Is not zecher in a metzias. If she finds something, she keeps it. V'loi b'maisa yodea. Whatever she works, she keeps. V'loi b'yaforas nadorea. He cannot be made for her nadorim. V'yeinu yosh, if she dies, he does not yashino. V'yeinu matamalo. If he's a kohen, he can't be oisik in kfur and bearing her. Klolo sholdover. Einoi kishto l'choldover. That she is not your wife. Since she's a ketana, that's Reb Lezer Shita. Ein maisa ketana klum. Elo, what happens really? Shetzricha mian, that's all. Could be again to the next Mishnah, that maybe you're also to crave him. That the Maisi, you're not allowed to marry your sister. You can't marry your mother. But really, Achilkas Kedushin, you're not married to her. If you want to be able to marry your sister, marry her mother, you have to have Mian. But as far as the actual Kedushin, your blessed Shitra is, there's no Kedushin at all. Rabbi Yeshua, I may know that there is Kedushin. And therefore, Baalos Akor Misiyosa. If she finds something, she has to give it to her husband, Midrabonin, even though she's a Ketana. Over Maisa Yodea, the husband gets the paycheck. Over Aforas Nadorea, the husband can be not made for a Nadorim. For Yosha, she dies, the husband Yashinza. Or Metamalo, the husband could be Metamatua. Klola Shadova, what's the Klal? Harei Kishtel Choldova. Midrabonin, she's your wife. Ela, what's the only Kula? She Yaitse B'Mian.
since it's only Kedushin with the Rabbonin will make her with this Kedushin that she goes out with Mian. That's the only kula we have. Omar Rabbi said, Nirin Divir Rabbi Leza. I like what Rabbi Leza says, Midivir Rabbi Yeshua, rather than Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Shrabbi Leza Hishra Midoisa Bektana. Rabbi Leza says one straight halacha that she's not your wife for nothing, just for Mian. Rabbi Yeshua Chaylik. Rabbi Yeshua makes the chilik. Fred the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ma chalak, why does it make a difference? I ishtahi tiboy get. That's the difference. That if she's really your wife, she'd have to have a get. So how come you're saying she's your wife for all these halachas? But for Ilchus to get rid of her, it's enough mian. So that's why I didn't like Rabbi Yeshua. Because he makes a difference in Adinim. Fred the Gemara, the Rabbi Lezer Nami, he has the same kasha. Rabbi Lezer says what? She's not your wife. You get nothing. For the Gemara, Ila Vishta, she's not your wifey, Mia Namilati boy. Ela Bichti Taipak. Like, she doesn't need me either. Let her go out for nothing. Of course, little cash, according to Rebbe Lezer also, it's also not so glad. According to Rebbe Lezer, if you say she's not your wife, so what do you have to have mean for? Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. That it depends. What's the ikuv? What stops her? What's the refusal? If it's because of the man, she's still married to him. If it's because of something else, then she's not married to him. What does that mean? What does it mean, her refusal because of the man, or not because of her husband? Let's say another man comes to this katan and says, I want to marry you. So Yomra, and she refuses, but it depends why. If she says, Machmas Pleni Baili, because I'm married to a man already, so that's why I'm not marrying you, Zui Yikuva Shimanish, that's called she's refused him because of her first husband, and Mela, there's no me in here, Adarabba, she shows she likes the first husband, and therefore she's still married to him. Machmas Pneyodam Shaino Mugonim, Li, let's say she says, the reason why I don't want you is because I don't like you, not because I have my first husband. She doesn't like him either. But Sam, she doesn't like the second one either, she says. Zui Yekuva Shainamanish. That's called her refusal. Is not because of her first husband, and therefore that's also called a mian. That shows that she does not want him, and it's called Enu Ishtoi. Abaye Baravin. For Rav Chanina Baravin. The Yamar Tavari, they both say like this. No son lo get. If he gives her a get, Zui Yekuva Shimanish. That's called an ikuv minuish. That's called husband did something here. And therefore, who also the kreivah sale? He's also to a kreivah, the asur bekreivah, and she's also to his kreivim. Who poslam in akuna, and she can't marry a kohen now. The get for get with the rabbonin. Mian avoy, let's say she makes the mian, zui ikuv v'sheinu minuish. That's not called the man's doing, that's called her doing. Therefore, who mutter bekreivah sale, like we'll see the next Mishnah. He is mutter to marry her sister. Vi mutteras b'kroivov. She's mutter to marry his kroivim. For lo poslam in akuna. She's not poslam in akuna either. That's what Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov means. The difference whether she gets a get or whether she gives lien. For the Gemara, haketoni lekamon. That's our next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, hamamamenes be'ish. If an isha, the ketana, says goodbye to her husband, who mutter b'kroivov sale? So the Hesber is that she's Oike the Kedushin like she was never married to him. Therefore, he's allowed to marry her Kerevim, her sister, or mother. Vimu Teres Mekerevov. She's allowed to marry his Kerevim. Fle Poslam and Akuna. And Losson Lo Get, let's say he gives her a get. Then no, Mid Rabbonin, who also Mekerevov still. He's also with her sister. Viasur Mekerevov, she's also with his Kerevim. Who Poslam and Akuna. So how could you say that's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov and Mishnah before? The next Mishnah says like this. Where's that? That's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Prusha come a forish. And Echnami. The next Mishnah is just coming to explain what Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov meant. So Echnami, it's Machlokes Negemara. What does Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov mean to say? Does it mean to say when she refuses because she likes her first husband, it shows she's still married to him? There's no mian. And she refused because of the second husband that is a mian, or else he means to explain like the next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamamamenes, bish, when a katana, young girl, says goodbye to her husband, is who mutter b'kroi b'seo? He is allowed to marry now her sister, her mother. because the meaning of the pshat is, it's like the Kedushin, as if they were never married. She was never married to him. So therefore he's allowed to marry her sister, her mother. V'hi muteres b'kroivov. She's allowed to marry all his kroivim. They're no relatives. It's not his wife. V'lo posla min akuna. She's mutter to marry a kohen now. She didn't get a get. She was never married. Nosen lo get. Let's say the husband gives her a get. Then, who was the kroivah Sarah? He's talking not allowed to marry her sister now. Because it was his wife with the Rabbanan. You can't marry your wife's sister, calls him on your wife is alive. You can't marry her mother, Le'elam. The Asura Bekravov, she is also to marry his relatives. Utoslam and Akuna, with the Rabbanan now, she's not allowed to get married to a Kain. She's called a Gerusha. Now, what's going to be, Nosan Loget. Let's say the first husband gave her a get. The Hakzira, and then he remarried her again. He's allowed to remarry her. Me and a boy, and now the second time she made me. Venistas liyachar, and now she got married to another man. Venis armula, and she became an amona from him. Oynis garsha, or she got a get from the second husband, is muteres lachsaloi. She's allowed to go back and live with the first husband. Even though the locher is, if you give a get to your wife, and she lives with another man, you're not allowed to take her back. And the chur over here, the case was first you gave her a get. So chur, since you gave her a get first, when she got married to a second man, it should be yasser. The teretz is that since lemaisa, the second time you married her back, she gave you miyun, her miyun is eika the kedushin, even the first kedushin, lemafreya. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So you married her one time, and you gave her a get. You married her back a second time, and she made miyun. The chiddush is her second miyun is like oikar even your first kedushin. So now it's like you were never married to her. So now even though she gets married to a second husband, a different man, and she gets a get from him, the first husband is allowed to marry her back because she was never his wife.
Yeah,
is mutal achzaloi. What about the opposite way? First she was married to the man in miyun, but she said goodbye to him. Then he married her back again in Nosan Loget. Now the husband gave her a get. That's the way they ended off. Venistas Liyachat, she got married to another man. Venis Armula, she came in Amona. Oynis Garsha. Then Asura Lachsaloi. Now she's also to you. Because what's the last thing you gave her a get? So she was your wife. Now that she got married to another man, she's also